from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Here we go. Hour number two of the Rob Brown Show starts now. It is the fan update. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, a.k.a. The Variable. Glad to have you here on the show. Rock climbing. It's not that I don't think I could get to the top of the wall, great one. It's how Spider-Man these dudes go when they get up there. Like, I think I could get up there. I just think it would take me, like, 12 to 15 minutes. These guys scale this whole ass wall in seconds. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I get probably a third of the way up and then start getting dizzy. So no, thank you. It's either this or equestrian. This is more fast paced with real athletes.
I could do some equestrian. It's just that the horse would be like, dude, No.
Not anymore.
I won the 115-pound dude, not this fat tub of lard over here.
You're progressing towards not being fat.
I am, but I will never be a 110-pound jockey. Like that poor horse, the horse that drew
you know
me,
who
poor
else
guy.
Won't be? The majority of people on Earth.
Correct. That's why I can't be a jockey. All right, here we go. We got, come on. Oh, the comeback's on for Team USA. Get it. Yeah! 0.3 seconds. The American will move on in rock climbing 101.
It looks like Mario with
it does look like Mario. You're not wrong.
Yeah, it's weird. Hard watching rock climbing because I have a hard time believing that the harness isn't helping. Because it looks like wire work from a superhero movie. Because of how fast they move, it almost makes you think.
You can see the slack.
In slow mo, but when they go fast, it just looks like
I think it's kind of like the it's kind of like your seatbelt, right? Like if you're in your car and you lean forward, your seatbelt comes out. But if you jerk forward, the gears click in. I think that's what it is. Either way, you know what? I take it back. I'm not making it up that wall, bud. I'm not making it up. The more I'm sitting here thinking about it, we did the conversation last night on BetMGM tonight about if you went and got 100 random dudes, like what Olympic events would you guarantee a top 10 finish for yourself in? And, you know, everybody says handball for sure. I said I guarantee shooting and archery. I'm top 10 in both of those for sure. I grew up doing that. I'm not finishing rock climbing. There's just no chance. Can't be top 10 if you DNF. And there's no chance either one of us is finishing one of these walls.
All right, let's be honest. Look around your place of business. How many people could? There might be some rock climbers in your place of business if you've got a very big thing. Ain't nobody in this building doing rock climbing. Maybe a random salesperson whose name I don't know.
There might be one or two downstairs that could do it. You know, the downstairs folks, they're all about being pretty.
No, they say they do it, but no one's ever actually seen them do it. So, I mean, I don't know. I definitely no one upstairs.
It is 7:03 in the morning. You have got just a little under 57 and a half minutes before you got to get to the office, before you got to clock in and lock in, before you got to respond to the boss's passive-aggressive emails. Make sure you didn't forget to do anything yesterday that you're supposed to do every single day. And if you did, get caught up on that. But then...
But you know, the boss, he could do that because
this Russian dude just got his ass kicked.
The boss is very muscular and very fit, so he definitely could do it.
Dude, I don't know, man. Like these dudes throw themselves up the wall, right? They don't climb it. They propel themselves up the wall. Hey, water cooler cheat sheet. It's the water cooler cheat sheet, the top three sports stories that you need to know before you get to the office this AM and start talking sports. When you do, this is what you're going to be discussing. Let us jump right in with item number one. We talked about it last night. We are 18 days away from college football getting started. 18 days to college football kickoff, which means it's time for preseason polls to start dropping. 18 days, 5 hours, 54 minutes, and 38 seconds if you'd like to be a little bit more dialed in. We got our first big-time poll yesterday. Do preseason polls matter at all? No. No, they don't. Is it something to talk about? You're damn right it is, so we're going to.
They definitely don't matter anymore like they used to, especially with the expanded playoff.
I think you're right, but also I disagree a little bit because I do think we're going to end up in some spots where there are some teams that are kind of duking it out for those last three or four at-large selections.
I was going to say, as long as you're in the top 10, you're good.
Theoretically, but again, I think we're going back to the higher you start at the beginning, the better the chance that the higher you are at the end, right? Like if there's two teams that end up with a very similar result when it's all said and done, if a team started 8th versus a team starting 27th, they're probably going to have a little more notoriety. And don't tell me that we're going to suddenly stop making polls a beauty contest. We are.
Well, I think there's a couple teams, so I can't wait to hear the poll because I haven't looked at it, that start off with really big games, and they're definitely going to drop. But if they weren't in the top 12 in the beginning, then they've got a harder road to climb.
Let's take a look at the USA Today coaches poll that has dropped. The USA Today coaches poll came out yesterday, and we got a pretty good look at where we stand. Iowa, 25. Kansas, 24. Iowa, interesting team out of the Big Ten. A team that caused some fits, can't score any points, but do a real good job at stopping you from scoring points. Kansas, I think a dark horse team in the Big 12 to win that conference. USC will start down at 23. Why is USC in the top 25? Why is USC up here? Why is USC higher than Washington or Louisville?
What conference is USC in now?
That would be the Big Ten as well.
Okay, that probably helped bolster.
Sure, but we're going to sit here and not take into consideration what they did, or should I say not do last year? Like, I'm not a dude. You've heard me say this over and over. When we talk about teams in 2024, I'm talking about teams in 2024, not teams from 2023. But there are some patterns. There are some trends that must not be overlooked. USC is USC. I will take Louisville ahead of them, to be honest.
So preseason polls are just educated speculation. So, I mean, they haven't seen them on the field either. So we'll see how right they are about that.
That is correct. You don't, but you also kind of do. We see camps. We see spring training. We've seen fall camps, right? We don't.
You're talking about practice.
We're talking about practice. Not a game. Not the game we know and love. We talk about practice. But again, this is why we go to Carolina Fan Camp, right? So we can put eyeballs on the team and go, this is what we saw in practice, and hopefully it translates over. USC 23, NC State 22, Arizona 21, Texas A&M, the Colt inside the top 20. They are one spot behind Miami at 19, Oklahoma State at 18, 17 is Kansas State. Oklahoma checks in at 16, one spot behind SEC rival Tennessee. Oklahoma, one spot behind SEC rival. Okay. Utah. Nope, excuse me.
I'm still laughing about Tennessee being ranked so low because they're up and coming. They're gonna be there every year.
I'm gonna tell you.
they're gonna be there.
Yeah. I actually kind of like Tennessee a lot this year.
Okay. We'll see.
Heupel's doing a great job, and they got a wide receiver that calls himself Squirrel. How you topping Squirrel?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, actually. It is. Yeah. Tennessee 15, one spot behind number 14, Clemson. They check in at 14th, a spot behind Utah. LSU is 12th, Missouri 11th. FSU, the top-rated ACC team, at number 10. Penn State is 9. Michigan is number 8 to start their title defense. Notre Dame is 7. Ole Miss, 6. Alabama, 5. Texas, 4. Oregon, 3. Ohio State, number 2, just about 60 points behind number 1 ranked Georgia. Nope, Ohio State shouldn't be there.
I did that on Georgia, not on Ohio State, because Ohio State should be number 1 and Georgia should be number 2.
Yeah, I really hope at some point in the future people start respecting Georgia, you know? Like, I think they've earned some recognition.
Did they win the national championship last year?
They did not, but you want to use that logic?
Yeah, I know Ohio State didn't either, but this Ohio State is being touted as one of the best put-together teams in since the transfer
portal.
Yeah, so
Georgia.
We're going to see. We're going to see. Nobody knows. I mean, I think you could interchange those and people wouldn't get mad.
The top 6 spots in this poll belong to either the SEC or the Big Ten. An independent at number 7, 8 and 9, both Big Ten teams. The highest ranked non-SEC or Big Ten school that's not Notre Dame is FSU at number 10.
All right, so the question is, Clemson being a 14, if that stands, that's not a good spot for them because if people believe, and seems like the majority of the people believe, they're going to lose to Georgia, how far do they drop, and how hard is that road to get back into the top 12? You've definitely got to be 1 or 2, and there's no way you could be 3.
First off, they are absolutely losing to Georgia, all right? And I'm sorry, all due respect, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like they're not. They absolutely are going to – that Georgia's going to be – scratch that. Georgia is a 2-touchdown favorite. For a reason. They just are. We'll talk more about that game later on in the show. Let's get to item number 2. Where's the...
It's time for another episode of CSI Ann Arbor.
Jim Harbaugh is the head coach of the LA Chargers. And yesterday, Jim Harbaugh took to the podium out there in LA. And when you know it, people wanted to talk about Michigan because we've had some new developments in
CSI Ann Arbor.
We found out that Sherrill Moore, the new head coach of the Michigan Wolverines, had as many as 52 text messages back and forth between himself and Connor Stallions during the sign-stealing scandal that rocked Michigan. Harbaugh got asked about it. Here is what Jim had to say when he took to the stand, I mean podium, yesterday. Attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
Also, like, 2 separate possible wrestling references in there.
Thank you.
Including lying, cheating, and stealing, which, yeah, I mean, I heard the music when he said it.
And Viva la raza!
He also said, no one's perfect. And I heard a certain quote when he said that. It's a champ right there. Yeah. How much do you believe Jim Harbaugh?
Honestly, I don't know, dude.
I don't know either.
I would
like to say, he's lying. He's lying. But, you know, plausible deniability, you let the assistant coaches do what they do, and you just handle, you know, what you handle, and then – you don't have to know, but if it's under your leadership, you are responsible whether you know or not.
I'm a big Sopranos guy, right? I love The Sopranos. I watched The Sopranos last year. I just kind of stumbled into The Sopranos. I didn't watch it when it came out in, 2001 or whatever. But I found it, and I got super into it. And not only did I watch it, but I went back and watched it again. I love The Sopranos. And one of the things that you got from that is that Tony, who a couple episodes in becomes the de facto boss of the New Jersey side of the family, huh? One of the things that Tony Soprano would do is he would make it clear that he wanted something done, but then he would not outright give the order to whatever goon had to go do the thing that he wanted done, right? Like, the reason being, if Tony ever got hauled into jail, like you said, plausible deniability. He doesn't know. He wouldn't tell family members about what was going on. So that if Carmella got hauled into jail, Carmella got asked, hey, what was your husband doing? She has plausible deniability. I don't know. And she's telling the truth. She can't rat because she doesn't know where the cheese is, right? And there's a part of me that's like, nah, I kind of bet that's what happened here, right? Like, Jim didn't say, hey, Connor Stallions, do me a favor. Why don't you go out there and put on some stupid disguises and go to rivals' games and try to steal signs? Why don't you turn some cameras onto the bench, grow out a goatee, put on some dumbass glasses, and go film the boys? My bet is Jim sat in the back of the room, much like Tony Soprano himself, huh? He sat in the back of the room, and he said, fellas, winning games is a tough thing to do in 2023. It's very, very difficult to win football games. I'm not saying what I'd like to happen. I'm just saying it would be very nice if maybe somebody would devise a system, maybe a way they could go out there and find, some information about some of these teams that we're going to play this year. I think it would be very nice if somebody would come in and say, hey, coach, we know what they're going to do. I'm not saying that I want that to happen. I'm not saying that any of you should go out and do that thing. What I am saying is I think it would be nice if maybe we had some inside information. Huh? Like, that's kind of the vibe. But also, maybe it's not that at all. Maybe Jim genuinely had no idea. I can't accuse him of knowing when my man's taken to the podium and saying, I didn't do it. I didn't know what was going on. I had no connection to it. And now we're going to go attack this year and attack with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
I think that's one of his taglines that he's used for a while. But when he says it, I don't detect any enthusiasm. Maybe right there you put some inflection in there.
Jim Harbaugh's kind of a dork, right?
Yeah, he is. I mean, the khakis alone. I mean, who wears khakis? Why would anyone want someone to wear khakis? I mean, you know.
I like just, khakis.
Yeah.
They're very comfortable.
Yeah. No, they're not.
They are. They're very comfortable, and they allow you to basically dress up anything without having to dress up. They're great.
You know what's comfortable? No pants.
Oh, our boy
khakis
got
are not.
Our boy got rocked this time.
The man bun was a little tight, possibly. Could have been part of it.
Got rocked that time. Woof. Come on, Hammer? You look like that, and your name is Hammer? You know, come on, Chisel. Get up there.
maybe some.
Oh!
Oh, he slipped. He slipped. That's yes, he what did. It was. Some facial hair would probably help him out a little bit. I'm just saying.
Hating ass Mario.
Especially with a name like Hammer.
Hating ass Mario blew it for America. Hey, let's get real quick item number three. I don't like to talk about this because I know how much it stinks when your team stinks. I know how much it sucks when your team sucks. I know it's painful. But sometimes teams suck, like, you know, historically. Pete Fairbanks sounds a little like Charlie Sheen there, doesn't he?
Absolutely.
Yeah. The Chicago White Sox dropped a 5-1 decision to the Oakland Athletics yesterday. Not a story. What is a story is that it was their 21st consecutive loss. It is the longest losing streak since the 1988 Baltimore Orioles lost 21 in a row. The White Sox are now tied for the longest losing streak in AL history. They will play the A's again today. If they lose today, it will become the longest losing streak in American League history. The National League record since 1900, held by the 1961 Philadelphia Phillies, who lost 23 straight. So two more losses. They'll tie the longest losing streak in MLB's recent history. The longest ever dates back to the Cardinals, an American Association team that lost 26 consecutive during a 27-111 season all the way back in 1889. You know, I've been beating up on the Angels and I've been beating up on the Athletics and all these other teams. Maybe the White Sox need to catch the smoke as well. That is genuinely awful. I forgot I added a buzzer. 21 beep. Okay, I'm not going to do a 21 beep salute to the White Sox. Suffice to say, imagine being a White. Oh, you know what? I have some sound from Ozzie Guillen that I want to play for you because of this. My man Ozzie had a mental breakdown back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates the back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So the Chicago White Sox have now tied the American League record for most consecutive losses at 21. Now, if you followed the White Sox because you're a masochist or a sadist or whatever, you know that Ozzie Guillen, a wonderful player back in his time, was the manager for that team. And Ozzie Guillen wanted to come back and manage the White Sox again. Well, Ozzie Guillen, a 16-year vet for the White Sox back in the day, Ozzie Guillen now covers the White Sox in Chicago. He's on their local pre- and post-game show. And Ozzie Guillen had a meltdown. Now, this came after loss number 20, not 21. So, I got to tell you, I'm as excited about seeing Ozzie Guillen's reaction last night after loss number 21 as I am watching Team USA basketball at 3:30. I view those things with equal excitement because after loss number 20, Ozzy had a meltdown. Ozzy said, I'm drinking a lot. No one in my family likes me except my grandkids. This poor dude, man. All he wanted to do was come back and coach the team that he loved. All he wanted to do is come back and coach the team that he played for. All he wanted to do was come back and help get the White Sox in the right direction. And they passed on him for a manager who is now 100 games below 500 career-wise as a manager and is now overseen a 21-game losing streak that could very well end up being 22 and end up being the AL all-time losing streak as early as this evening. I got to tell you, this team's so bad, I feel bad for Ozzie Guillen at this point. No, I do like Ozzie Guillen because, like, give me a dude on the mic that's got some damn personality, especially when they're covering a team pre- and post-game and not in the game. But my man Ozzy going, I am miserable. I'm drinking a lot. No one in my family likes me. Everybody around me is miserable because of how miserable I am right now. I feel for Ozzy because I feel for White Sox fans now.
Yeah, but the thing is, I it's mostly sour grapes because he didn't get the job. He said that multiple times. Suddenly he gets the job next year after this guy's fired and does worse. You think he's in bad shape and no one likes him now?
I don't know how he could do worse. I think I could do better. They're 27-88. They are 41.5 games back in probably the most average division in baseball right now.
Why do you even count at that point? I mean, you know,
they're 17-40 at home. They're 10-48 on the road. 41.5 games back. They are on pace to have, Lonzo, the worst season in the history of Major League Baseball. I don't think this is so much about I didn't get the job as I didn't get the job and that guy did. Now, I don't know about you, great one. I know you've gotten every job you've ever asked for because you're the great one, but I will tell you.
No, I haven't.
I will tell you, I've applied for a lot of jobs in this industry over the years, and there's been a handful of times where you get that phone call. Hey, Mr. Brown, we want to thank you for your interest. We want to thank you for your work in trying to acquire this job, but we've decided to go in a different direction. And then you tune in to see, all right, well, if I didn't get it, the guy who did get it must be a megastar. And then you tune in, and the dude that got the job ahead of you, that guy? Really? Like, it's not so much that I feel bad for Ozzie Guillen because he's a White Sox fan. I feel bad for Ozzie Guillen because he didn't get that job, and the dude who did has navigated this team to one of the worst seasons in the modern history of Major League Baseball. That's bad for your ego a little bit, I think. Now, I like to chalk it up as Jerry Reinsdorf, the owner of the team, wants to be bad, right? He wants to be, is intentionally bad. I don't know why. I do know he's in the hunt for a new stadium. I do know he's in the hunt to get the White Sox upgraded. But when will owners...
He does have experience with a winning team that he owns.
He does, but he also has experience in, I will make the argument, tearing that team the bleep down. Remember, when the Bulls went from the dynasty of the 1990s down to not that anymore... It was because of Jerry Reinsdorf. At least if you ask Chicago fans, it was because of the ownership, not in spite of it, right? So this is a dude who is notorious in Chi-Town for ruining good things. And he's just done it with this team. So, like, maybe, Ozzie, even though you love the team, maybe it's a good thing you didn't get the job. Even though watching this cat, Pedro Grifol, ruin this team, knowing that you are working for Jerry Reinsdorf. By the way, I talked to Mario about this last night because he's a Chicago guy, right? He's in D.C. now, but he grew up in Chicago, in and around Chicago. I asked him about it. He's like, dude, like, people, Jerry Reinsdorf can't go out in public in Chicago. He can't go out in public in Chicago because he gets blasted by the fans of the Bulls and the White Sox. But you know how bad you got to be to make me feel bad for an ancient former player slash manager? Poor Ozzie, man. Later on in the show, probably in the next hour, I got another baseball clip for you. The Dodgers play-by-play team, the Dodgers were playing the A's a few days ago, and they went the hell in on the Oakland Athletics, and I love it. We'll talk about that. We'll get some NFL football in here. Brock Purdy was the debate topic last night. I'll bring it to you next on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. I've asked this question before. I'll ask it one more time again. What is the what's the spot that an NFL team is going to have to say no to paying a quarterback? Last night, I got the opportunity to sit in on BetMGM Tonight on the BetQL Network. Last night, I got the opportunity to talk a little NFL football with Nick Eshoo, one of the hosts of that show, as I filled in for Ryan and Trista. Last night, we talked some NFL football. One of the things we talked about was Brandon Ayuk. Brandon Ayuk has requested a trade from the San Francisco 49ers. The belief was that the 49ers will not trade Brandon Ayuk. However, we also found out last night that the San Francisco 49ers have at least two trade frameworks built out already. The Patriots and the Steelers are two of the teams that have reached out and inquired about Brandon Ayuk and have made a deal that the San Francisco 49ers are at least willing to listen to. Now, before we knew that, Nick Eshoo and I were talking about whether or not this trade would happen. And my thought was, it won't happen. And the reason that it won't happen is because of Brock Purdy. Here's what I said. And I got some pushback on this when I said it on the BetMGM Tonight show last night. I think Brock Purdy's okay. Like, I think he's okay. I think he's fine. Do I think there's anything special about Brock Purdy? Not really. I think Brock Purdy is a guy who got dropped into a wonderful situation. I think Brock Purdy is a guy who got dropped into a spot where he is surrounded by so much skill position talent that he can't help but be good. I think Brock Purdy is a guy who got dropped into a spot that if you put a number of other quarterbacks into that role, they'd be just as successful. I don't think that there's anything remarkable or over the top about Brock Purdy. I think he's an okay quarterback. I think he has got so much skill position talent around him that the guy can't help but be good. He can't help but be carried by skill position talent. But that kind of leads to a spot, in my opinion, where guys like Debo and Brandon Ayuk, you can't get rid of them, right? Because if you let Brandon Ayuk go, who the hell is going to carry Brock Purdy? And before we go down the path, let me remind you that Brock Purdy is in that group of QBs that we expected a contract extension for this year. And right now, there's two that haven't gotten one. Dak Prescott and Brock Purdy. Now, I could be wrong about this. Tua Tagovailoa has gotten his. Lamar got his. Joey B got his. Like, pretty much everybody else has got theirs, with the exception of Dak and Brock Purdy. Is there a reason for that? I have one. Those teams don't trust those guys to be the guy.
I mean, I think you're right. Definitely in Dallas. But with San Francisco, even though, I mean, you're saying you could plug anybody in there, I don't entirely agree with that. I think Brock Purdy is one of those guys that just works with all that talent around him. You put another quarterback, because they had Sam Darnold, and they let him go, right? I mean, if you could plug anybody in and you don't want to give an extension, you keep Sam Darnold, you put him in there. But they did not do that. And they've got a bunch of guys in there right now at backup that have been around the league pretty much. I think he just fits right with that team. And I think that happens throughout sports. Someone may not be really good anywhere else, but with that team, he fits.
So here's the question that I asked, because I think if you're going to call a dude a quarterback worthy of an extension to the degree that Brock Purdy, I don't know if he wants it. And again, I would say this, if he's willing to take a Patrick Mahomes-esque discount, sure. Because the list of quarterbacks better than Brock Purdy isn't a super long one, but here's the question I would ask. Great one. If I took Brock Purdy and I dropped him in Kansas City instead of Patrick Mahomes last year, are the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl last year? Because the answer to me is no.
I doubt it, but I think they still are a winning team.
I mean, I think they're okay. I agree. I would say they're a winning team. Are they the Chiefs? The answer to me is no.
Is Brock Purdy better than Alex Smith?
Is Brock Purdy better than Alex Smith? I mean, he is now.
Because they were winning with Alex Smith before they let him go and went with Patrick Mahomes.
I would be willing to say that Brock Purdy is a guy that I think is good enough if you surround him with a great team. But there is a big difference, in my ever so humble yet frequently correct opinion. There is a massive difference between good enough if you surround him with Debo and CMC and Ayuk, etc., etc. There's a massive difference between that and clearly deserving of a contract extension to the degree of Tua Tagovailoa. And for the record, I think you overpaid for Tua Tagovailoa if you're the Miami Dolphins, right? One of the guys with me at the bachelor party this weekend, our buddy Andrew, big Dolphins guy. I kept saying that to him. I'm like, yeah, dude, you guys, like, you know you overpaid for this cat, right? And he's like, yeah, I don't not know that, right? Brock Purdy has not gotten paid. Neither is Dak Prescott. I don't think the 49ers nor the Cowboys actually believe that those guys are the guy that you can trust to be the guy if it comes down to quarterback v. quarterback in the postseason, which is why I did not think they would get rid of Ayuk, because Brock Purdy's on that list of guys that I go, I gotta surround him with the best available talent. And if we give him a Tua Tagovailoa or Joe Burrow or Lamar Jackson size extension, I can't pay Debo and Ayuk and CMC and all these other cats that drag Brock Purdy, not the other way around. I want my quarterback to make my skill position talent better. You can hate on him all you want. But how many Wes Welkers did Tom Brady take from average slot receiver to Pro Bowler? Right? That left went elsewhere and we're never the same guy. How many guys does Patrick Mahomes make look like stinking geniuses because that's who the hell Mahomes
yeah,
is?
Yeah, but you're saying that San Francisco's situation is the reverse of that. That you can plug any quarterback in there and they can do that because of all the talent that's everywhere else.
Oh, for sure. That's what I'm saying. For sure. That's what I'm saying. If last year, if I took Mahomes and Purdy, and I flipped him, San Francisco wins the Super Bowl last year. Not a statement, not a question, statement, okay? Now,
I agree with you.
If I took, and this is the argument I've made, And this is one that Lonzo has disagreed with me on, but I'll make it anyway because I believe it. If I took Brock Purdy and traded spots between him and Bryce Young, I think your results in San Francisco last year are relatively similar. You might give a couple of games back because he's a rookie. You might pick up a couple of games in Carolina because he's a vet. But I don't think Carolina goes from 2-15 to 15-2. I don't think they go from 2-15 to hell, even like 10-7. I think Brock Purdy in Carolina last year, that team's probably like 5-12. And I think if I took Bryce Young and I dropped him into San Francisco last year, I think they still win that division. I still think they're an NFC favorite to make it to the NFC title game, to make it to the Super Bowl, to be honest, because of the amount of skill position talent there. So my question mark here is how long or how much will it take for a team at some point to look at a guy like Brock Purdy? Because Brock's up next, Brock and Dak. What does it take for a 49er team to look at Brock Purdy and to go, dude, we are not making you the highest paid quarterback in the National Football League. We're not doing it. Because you're not the best quarterback in the National Football League, so of course we're not going to pay you that way, right? Like Brock Purdy's been to a Super Bowl, so's Joe Burrow. Right now, Lonzo, I'm giving you one guy to magically replace Patrick Mahomes with next year. You want Joey B or you want Brock Purdy?
I mean, that's not really a question.
Correct.
Of course, Joe Burrow.
So does that mean that Brock Purdy should get more money than Joe Burrow? Of course not, right? And at some point, a team's going to have to say no. And I really think I thought it would be San Francisco. I really thought the 49ers would be the team that looks at Brock Purdy and goes, no, dog, like, we'll give you an extension. We'll get you to like 47, 48 milli a year, but I can't give you Joey B's 55. I can't give you Lamar's 53. I can't give you Tua's 55. I can't do that because you're not better than them. But if they are going to trade Brandon Ayuk away, and like we said, apparently there is some framework for trades out there right now. If there is a framework for a trade about Brandon Ayuk out there right now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe San Francisco is going to pay Brock Purdy Joey B money. And I think that's crazy. This is why I told Nick and Zoe and I, we've had this discussion. This concept that the NFL is floating right now of a quarterback-only salary cap, it makes me sick. I hate it. I despise it. I know it's a quarterback league. I know you've got to have an excellent quarterback, or at least a very good quarterback to give yourself a chance. But the concept of having a quarterback-only salary cap makes me sick. No. Teams should have to manage their finances across every position on the roster, including the quarterback, which to me, at some point, somebody's going to have to say no. I really didn't think it was San Francisco, but if they do indeed trade Brandon Ayuk, instead of saying, suck it up, play one more year, and earn that contract, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's not what's going to happen. We'll find out. Brandon Ayuk right now, odds on traded to the Patriots or the Steelers. By the way, I love Ayuk to the Steelers.
I thought it was the Browns.
Is it the Browns that jumped out? I know it was those three teams last night, but I know towards the end of the night, one of them stopped being mentioned. So it was the Browns, not the Steelers. That's fair. Let's see. In fact, I'll go look up the trade odds right now because I'm very curious about it. Well, that site doesn't have them up. All right. I know the Patriots last night, the Patriots, Browns, and Steelers were the three teams that were mentioned. But I do love him for the Steelers. I like him for the Browns. I'll say this. Lulls at the 49ers sending him to one of two bad teams. That's fantastic. Enjoy it. Enjoy Foxborough, bud.
He has a no trade clause, so he can veto it if he doesn't want to go to either one of those places.
I mean, that's fair. And maybe that's what San Francisco wants, right? He goes, nah, I'd rather stay here. Cool, man. Like, we'd rather have you.
By the way, wouldn't you rather stay in San Francisco? I mean, as far as talent-wise goes, you definitely don't want to go to New England.
Oh, for sure.
And Cleveland's better than New England, but it's not San Francisco.
No, it's not San Francisco. All right, we'll see. Is this the shot that causes an NFL team to finally say no to a fat contract extension for a quarterback? I don't know. You know who deserves a fat contract extension? Lonzo, because of the sports flash.
No comment. A season of record contract extensions continued as the Kansas City Chiefs, made Harrison Butker the richest kicker in the NFL. Butker's new deal is reportedly for 4 years and $25.6 million with $17.75 million guaranteed. Butker currently holds the second highest career goal percentage of all time, just behind the Ravens' Justin Tucker. Simone Biles' 2024 Olympic Games came to an end with one last medal yesterday, a silver in floor exercise finals. The silver was her 11th Olympic medal overall and her fourth in the Paris Games. Biles' career medal count ties her with Czechoslovakia's Vera Kozlowska for second most by a female gymnast. Of course, I nailed it. Tune in this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. for a brand new local show. Cole Bryson and Diesel, Wire to Wire, get you up to date on the latest local and national sports news, all Wire to Wire.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.